right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now joined by Leith Collier, who is the managing director of Pink Elephant over in South Africa. Leith, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Great. The sun is shining. I cannot complain.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you once again for making time for us today. So let's get right into it. Please give us an overview of your career journey and what your role entails today.
Great. So, yes, my career journey has largely comprised of service management, but very much specifically around how technology supports people, processes, and business outcomes. Mm-hmm. So I started out in service delivery and sales, working closely with customers, seeing how technology can either enable a business or actually frustrate a business. Over time, I've moved into leadership roles, and the focus has been on building sustainable services, mm-hmm. stronger teams, and a scalable operation. Today, yes, I am the managing director of Pink Elephant South Africa. My role is about setting direction, giving or ensuring execution of consulting, managed services, education, mm-hmm. and ultimately making sure that technology investments translate into value.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Leith, for the listeners, can you explain what information technology service management entails and why it is crucial for businesses, particularly in the Southern African context, as the region continues to embrace digitalization?
Sure, sure. So IT service management is essentially about how IT delivers services to the business. It's not just about how systems run. Mm-hmm. So it includes things like incident management, change management, and service desks, as well as governance of those. But the real purpose is to create, consistency, your accountability, and the reliability of how those technologies support operations. Mm-hmm. From Southern Africa perspective, it's important that organizations understand what service management is, because everything has an expectation around digitization.
Yeah.
And often that's happening with limited resources, right? So without proper service management, digitization can actually increase your risk, your cost, and even your downtime.
Yeah.
So good ITSM helps organizations stabilize their operations. It uses people more effectively, and it just builds that trust in technology, which is all critical to growth.
So there's also a cybersecurity element to ITSM?
There is. There is a focus around the governance of IT. And in that governance, yes, cybersecurity is absolutely relevant. And your organization reliability on that.
Mm-hmm. I see. So last year, we published an article in the Villager newspaper that you contributed to where next-gen service desks were mentioned. Break that down for the listeners and why organizations on the continent should make use of this.
Okay, great. Yeah, so if you think about traditional service desks, they are very reactive. Mm-hmm. So something breaks, you log a ticket, someone fixes it. For the next gen of service desk, it's about proactivity and experience-driven outcomes. It uses the data that's already within your systems, the automation and the analytics of that data to prevent issues, reduce the noise, and focus on the outcomes rather than just the volume. Okay. So for organizations across the continent, this is important. Where skills are scarce and teams are under pressure, customer expectations are, of course, rising. So the next gen of service desks allows organizations to do more with the same or fewer resources while improving their service quality. But just to be clear, it's not about replacing people. It's about enabling people to focus on higher value work than the repetitive tasks.
So essentially, they identify problems before they even happen.
Absolutely. And those repetitive tasks become automated within the systems, mm-hmm. that allows individuals to be higher skilled and offer higher value in work.
Okay. Now, Leith, before we continue, can you just briefly tell the listeners what exactly does Pink Elephant do?
Sure. So we are at our core a service management company. We offer best practice frameworks from an education level. So we do training in best practice frameworks, and those are around service management, governance, project management, service desk analyst courses. Those same frameworks then translate into how we consult and implement those best practice frameworks in our customers' environments. So we have a consulting element to us.
Yeah.
And then we as a company run managed services. So for companies that don't want to run the best practice, the processes and the service desking, we can run it for our customers. And then we have technology that supports that same best practice. That's our complementary offering.
I see. So let's chat about the ITSM trends for 2026. What do you foresee happening in the industry this year?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this one, and I think that the bigger theme is the maturity of service management over hype, right? Mm-hmm. So what we should start seeing is a shift towards integrated platforms rather than disconnected tools, moving away from service level agreement driven thinking into experience led service management. Okay. As we were talking earlier, so governance is also a focus. Cyber risk, compliance, operational resilience, those all mean for organizations that you need to take your process discipline seriously. Mm-hmm. And then another exciting shift in the market is the launch of ITIL 5, which is one of the frameworks and disciplines that support service management. And this reflects how the industry is evolving. It's taking value-driven service management, and it recognizes AI as the enabler within IT service management. And it shouldn't be seen as a bolt-on or replacement for people. Yeah. It's the evolving of that industry. So ultimately for 2026, you'll see smarter services, better integration, stronger governance, and AI is used to better support decision-making.
I've heard you now mention a few times that some of these things aren't meant to fully replace humans. Is this a common misconception within the IT service management industry?
I believe so. I think that because what we're seeing at an AI level is technology overtaking certain roles.
Yeah.
And that's where we are driving the narrative that upskill your teams, upskill your people to be able to drive the technology that already has the AI embedded in it. So if you understand how that works within your job role, then you will become a more highly valued individual. Mm-hmm. So don't just sit doing those repetitive tasks. Take on the thinking around that, the thinking around the AI component of AI agentic agents and things like that, mm-hmm. and become that high valued individual that knows how these systems work.
Lastly, let us dive a little bit deeper into the AI conversation. What role does AI play in IT service management, and what advice would you give to business owners out there in regards to AI adoption into their daily operations?
So AI is already playing a major role in service management, mm-hmm. from virtual agents, chatbots, intelligent routing to predictive analytics and automation. But AI isn't the magic switch. If your data and your processes are poor, AI will simply amplify those problems. So my advice to business owners is to start with the business problem, not necessarily the technology. So start there. Be clear about what you want to improve, whether it's cost, speed, experience, or resilience, and then apply AI deliberately. And again, more importantly, bring your people along. AI should augment human capability, not replace it. Organizations that get the balance right will absolutely see the value.
100%. Leith, is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners before I let you go this morning?
No, just thank you for having us on the show, and we appreciate it. We would love to have anybody reach out to us. We can create and custom make your journey along the service management route. So from the education, the processes, through to your own service desk, if you have one, or you're working in a service desk, even in IT, our offering is quite expansive, mm-hmm. but it's quite niche too. So we would love to hear from anyone that would want to reach out.
And just let people know where and how they can reach Pink Elephant.
Sure. So our website is, of course, www.pinkelephant.co.za. And of course, our details are on the website, and that's probably the quickest way to get us.
Excellent, excellent. Leith, thank you very much for your time and have a great day ahead.
Thank you so much, Hende. You too.